The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m. and 92.5 FM. Now here's your host, Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Empire Title, Bill McAfee, your best of the best Colorado Springs gold winner.
There ain't no free lunch, no free lunch today.
Jay Garvin's here. Good morning, Colorado. We've got the last weekend in September, and it feels like August, my friends. You can get a hold of me directly at 719-330-1457. I'm here in the studio for the Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, where Matt and I, my producer, put together a conversation for you every single week with new material, new topics, hopefully new value brought to your life. I've got the outline of the show right here. I've got my Pure Life water in front of me. No energy drink this morning. I've got more energy than a drink could provide me with right now. You can call me directly at 719-330-1457. I've had a theme of conversations that have spanned all of September. Thank you all for your response on my conversation podcast radio show last week about interstate migration and its effect on real estate. A lot of things we find out where Colorado over the last 15 years has been one of the top 10 states that people have been migrating into for various reasons that we discussed last week. It's now in the top 10 for states that people are leaving. And most of that is affordability. You have to be careful because you sometimes get what you ask for. And over the last 10 years I've been on the airwaves here, in the last 24 years I've lived in Colorado, it has been specifically the Pikes Peak region, but the entire state as a whole, a very attractive place to live. And that had not changed for over 15 years, where when I first moved here, the median price for a new home was $118,000 in 1996, and now it is $450,000. In fact, we hit $480,000 this last month of August. September, we're just closing out the books. But as recently, late spring and early summer, you could get a house here, the median price in Colorado, for $450,000. So we fluctuate between $450,000 and $500,000 right now. And that is part of the muse behind this show, behind this conversation. And without further ado, drumroll, Matt, today's conversation is taking advantage of our real estate market in 2023 and what I believe will go into 2024. Now, I've got Justin Hermes coming in from Real Estate Realities. I'm going to try to keep it light. I geek out with the numbers, but 90% of the affordability, call it a flat market, with statistics that I did with Bill McAfee last week, it's a bit interesting that our average price, and that's taking all of the houses and just cutting them. Doesn't matter whether it's a $4 million house selling or a $140,000 condo. You just find the middle price, and the middle price right now for a house in Colorado is actually $553,000. The median, which really looks at the accurate middle of the pack, that bell curve middle, is $480,000. $1 or $2 million sales can just skew that. So this is what we're going to talk about today. Taking advantage of the real estate market in 2023. Now, what I'm talking about, bottom line up front, is that if you can buy a house for $450,000 right now, and it's going to happen in winter, I've talked also in the last five conversations, five shows, five podcasts about the calendar year. Houses are always more affordable and less available in the winter than they are in the summer, supply and demand. But if you can get a house for $450,000 instead of $500,000, which it was a year ago, higher, but you have to pay $500 more a month to get it, you divide that $50,000 savings by the $500 a month you have to sacrifice to get it. $50,000 divided by $500 is 100 months that you and your family are ahead, meaning you would have to pay $500 extra a month for 100 months before you would exceed the $50,000 that you saved. And that's what I want to talk about today right here in the Pikes Peak region. Also talk about taking advantage of the real estate market in our neighboring states as well, where as close as Missouri, houses are half the price that they are right here in the Pikes Peak region. Give you all of the detail, the most affordable places that you can purchase, the most affordable approaches to buying and multiplying your income and your revenue and assets. So don't go anywhere. I'm going to be joined by Justin Hermes, and I'll be back right after these important messages.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk. Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m. Here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage Jedi, Jay Garvin's.
This segment brought to you by locally owned Rocky Mountain Climate, a family-owned business.
Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid.
And
so good to be with you this morning. Jay Garvin's here. The second conversational segment in my show, Home and Mortgage Talk, where you and I are talking about taking advantage of the real estate market. Now, I mentioned in the first segment, first of all, that you can get a hold of me personally at 719-330-1457. I'm a licensed loan originator with Churchill Mortgage. We are exclusively partnered with Ramsey Solutions, the personalities, the tremendous staff that teaches debt-free home ownership, the seven baby steps, which I really appreciate you, the listeners, and me personally, my family have followed those steps, you know, getting that $1,000 emergency reserve, eliminating all of your debt through the debt snowball method, getting at least 3 to 6 months of monthly expense reserves. So if it costs you $10,000 a month to pay all your bills, you want to have $30,000 to $60,000 in an immediately available account. Then number four, you want to set 10% aside for retirement. Number five is that you want to make sure that you eliminate your school debt if you already haven't and pay cash for any education you or your children may need. And then, of course, step number six is where we personally come in at Churchill, pay your mortgage, your house off early. And then seven is build wealth and give away graciously. How does that apply to the real estate market? How does that apply to taking advantage of the timing in a market, in our market specifically? There's only three or four big concepts that I share with you on my podcast, and I would love to earn your business for your next purchase or even refinance transaction. Every month, usually about 8 out of 12 months a year, I do investment property classes. October, this next week, is going to be a big, huge month. On Tuesday, the 17th of October, I'm going to do the largest investment property class of the year. I'm opening it up to 15 couples or 30 individuals this time. I've not done one of this size since prior to the pandemic. I've been keeping them small, but I have enough of you that I have a personal relationship with. If you've attended before, you're welcome to come again. If you want to come for the very first time, you have to call me at 719-330-1457. And I'll give you an invitation. We'll get you an email. We'll reserve a slot. It's a $95 value. A lot of individuals who are not affiliated with the radio show or Churchill Mortgage attend these classes, and there's a fee. There's no fee for you as a radio listener. Also, it's time to just interact and bounce your ideas off me. Again, for individuals that are not in the Ramsey tribe or in Churchill Mortgages tribe as clients and business partners and stuff, pay me $250 an hour in 15-minute billable increments to walk them through the mentorship of purchasing and owning an investment property class. And all of this is available to you free on Tuesday, the 17th of October at 6:30 p.m. And with the big concepts that I share, one of them is supply and demand economics. Very, very simple. 90% of the reason right now that houses are flat in value and in some places down as much as 5 to 15% is because of high interest rate. We are a debt center focused homeownership society and economy. A majority of our economy is run through homeownership. If you look at the amount of expense, just drive through some of these nicer, more elite neighborhoods, and you'll see not the hundreds, but thousands of contractors that are making a generous living because a person who has the money is improving their house. Right by my house in the Broadmoor, by the Episcopal Church on 4th Street, right in the flats, the immediate Broadmoor area, there's a family adding on maybe 1,100 square foot addition plus a two-car garage to their house. And there was no less than 20 contracting trucks there. Carpenters, roofers, concrete flat work, foundation work, framers, window installers. The list goes on and on. They don't even have HVAC or electricians in there yet. You get my point. But another thing that I really promote is actually having a seasonal aspect to real estate, not only on a calendar basis, but also an economic basis. Interest rates are high right now, proportionately high. They're in the mid 7% range. They're as high as they've been since prior to the Great Recession. The last time they were above 6% and even above 8% varied between 1999, when I got into the industry, in through 2008. When I bought my first house in 1996, I did the happy dance as a veteran, which was one of the most aggressive and affordable lowest interest rate products out there. And I was doing the happy dance at 7.5%. Bought a house for $120,000, a new build from Classic Home that had went under contract with a couple. They fell out of contract. I stepped in as a single military pilot crew member just moving to Fort Carson from Fort Rucker, Alabama, out of flight school, and got that house for $120,000 in change and kept that house from 1996 to 2009 and then sold it for $220,000, almost doubling my money in 12 or 13 years. And I did that purchase at an interest rate which is identical to what we have right now. And I was encouraged, where now individuals are fearful, because prior to 1996, rates were as high as 8.75% in 1999. So in perspective, my 7.5% was well over 1 percentage point different than when I could have bought 9 years earlier. I bought my first house when I was 27, just about to turn 28 years old. And today at 7.5%, all of us, even me in the industry, are shocked, because we've went from 3% rates to 7% rates in the last 18 months. But in each aggressive seasonal shift like that, there's opportunity. And I said 90% of that was based on the interest rate. The other 10%, which I do not have experience from as an adult, is inflation. Things are more expensive somehow, especially in Colorado, where instead of a dozen eggs costing a dollar, they cost as much as $6 because of legislation coming out of Denver. I want to remind all of you, if you go to Springfield, Missouri, if you go to Ogden, Utah, if you go to Nashville, Tennessee, eggs are still a dollar there. Chickens have not increased the price of their eggs. Legislators have, Not going to get into that, but that's one of the reasons why our housing market across the nation is affected, is because of the simple reality of economics. But in all of that, Warren Buffett says, when others are fearful, you want to be greedy. And the opposite is true. When others are greedy, step back and maybe be a bit more fearful, to just have caution. And if I'm looking at my examples right now for the muse of this show, is, hey, there's a lot of opportunity out there. And trust me, I was on the seller end of this. Justin Hermes coming in, and he and I threw around the idea over the last 24 months to sell one of my houses. I have six investment properties, and four of them are here in the state, plus a house that I Airbnb occasionally. But I also have two of them in Tennessee, and I was looking to shift a third one to Tennessee. So we fixed up this house that I have in Divine Redeemer off of Uinta and Union in a nice neighborhood just north of the Olympic Training Center. Pretty sure at one point I could have got $500,000 for this house, because it's a three-bedroom, two-bath, 1,500 square feet with a master ensuite in that part of town with a garage and everything that applies. But we wanted to fix it up, which I did, put about $10,000 into the house, which is a good thing to do regardless. But we put it on the market for $479,900, and we got it on the market, I believe, by the first week of June, like the 10th of June in the summer. No offers, friends. And if someone wanted to buy that house, I reduced it to $450,000 and it didn't sell, but you could have saved $50,000 on that house. Now, it might have cost you $500 more a month for that mortgage, but again, I do this simple math 100 times over. If you take $50,000 saved and divide it by the additional $500 you'll need in monthly payments, you're going to be ahead of the game for 100 months, or somewhere between 8 and 9 years. And when I say ahead of the game, that can apply in multiple ways. Like, if you have $50,000 of school debt right now, I have a surefire way, guaranteed, over the next 5 years, how you can get rid of that debt. Stop renting. Call me at 719-330-1457. Get qualified for your first home. Buy it at $400,000 instead of its high price, inflated price value at 2021, maybe the very beginning of 2022 or the end of the pandemic in 2020. Purchase it, live in it, possibly pay a higher mortgage payment than you would with rent, although that's pushing it, because the house that I was going to sell that I was renting at $1,750 had multiple people fighting over it at $2,350. But you live in that house for 5 years. Your equity's going to come back when the economy is strong and the interest rates relax and dip a bit. Sell that house with no tax at all. Make $85,000 over the next 5 years. Pay off your student loans, go back to renting, and then you'll have your first 2 to 3 years back into the renting world, cash in the bank. Simple math. Now, it's not a simple task. It's very different to look at simple math, but a simple task is often complicated by the discussion you and I just had. Two-pronged monster coming at us. Interest rates are high and inflation is high. And most of the people in Colorado are high. I'm kidding. You know how we used to be known as the sporting state? Now we're known as the toking state. Not too good, but that's another conversation. The biggest thing that I want to share with you is that our time is limited. The bottom line is that in every show, I have a point to get across. In every conversation, in every podcast, I have something that I want you to remember. And understand, this is coming from someone that got on the radio here in this studio in the Pikes Peak region right here in January of 2012 and encouraged and prodded and even implored you all to buy houses because it would create wealth for you like no other investment, unless you could find the next Amazon or Tesla, which is a needle in a haystack. Now I'm saying, if you plan to move, purchase, upsize or downsize, change your purchase or your living conditions, your living arrangements in the next 18 months, I implore you to act now, because you can get a house that's affordable. Ignore the interest rate, ignore your payment to the point that you can get approved for it, because as soon as interest rates go down and inflation goes down, prices are going to skyrocket again. So that's the biggest piece of advice that I can give you today. You can call me at 719-330-1457 to have the conversation. I would love to invite you to attend my investment property class in just over 2 weeks on the 17th of October, a Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. Just call me, 719-330-1457. Get your name added to the class to attend. And don't go anywhere. Coming back after these messages, continuing the conversation about taking advantage of the real estate market with Justin Hermes from Real Estate Realities. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m. and 92.5 FM. We're back now. Here's Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Aero Moving and Storage.
To find the way that you want to say break out.
Well, welcome back, radio listeners. I just put a blender in Justin Hermes' ear and mixed it around. Justin, you've had a lot going on in your life in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, you said my brain looks like mush, Jay. I'm like, geez, oh, Pete, you got x-ray vision.
It may be
small, but it's not mush-like.
No, I mean, both of ours are small. We're good, simple individuals, my friend, but I do know real estate, and you know it a heck of a lot better than me. And in this market right now, when I was here last week with Bill McAfee and showing that our median values and our average values are, you know, teetering between 450 and 500,000. I'm surprised that it's not down in value more, that we're about flat.
Yeah.
If you look at the chart.
480,000 median price, right?
Yep, 480,000 median price. And it was as low as 450,000, a little bit lower 6 months ago. And I'm predicting that we are going to have one of the most affordable dips for buyers somewhere between this November and next January. It's going to be the best time in over 5 years to respond to actually taking advantage of the real estate market. And more than that, would you agree, or let's have the conversation, if interest rates go down and inflation settles, what's going to happen to prices in your mind?
Well, I mean, I think prices are going to continue going down for the next year.
Yep.
You
because
know?
Rates are high.
Yep.
And inflation is high. But what I'm saying is that all the individuals that are 30 to 40 years old, which are your primary group of buyers, they might be moving out of the state of Colorado. They're still moving into El Paso County more than they're moving out. As soon as interest rates go down and as soon as inflation goes down, all of those millennials that are now creating families and having children and getting married and moving on, they still need houses.
Yeah.
Right now, it's like William Wallace on the battlefield saying, hold.
No, you're right. Now it's time to kind of plant seeds, right? You mm-hmm. know? So, I mean, you can't be harvesting season all the time. And so now it's time to do due diligence, get your finances in order, and do what you need to do so you're ready to fire. And the other thing, too, is even if rates are high next year, you still have to look at the big picture. And if you're buying a house for, let's say, 3.25 next year that 2 years ago was worth 4.25, you're walking in a much safer area. You're buying the dip, and that's still a $100,000 difference. I don't care if your payment's higher. You're still getting a heck of a buy, and people have to, they got to focus on that. I mean, it's not all about interest rate and monthly payment. It's about where are you buying in the market, too, and are you buying mid to low? Are you buying at the peak?
It's the supply and demand. I've been saying this, Justin, since 2012. If you've got 10 cars on a car lot, and like in 2020, 2021, 20 couples walk onto that lot to buy a car.
Yeah.
10 of those couples, half of them are going to get cars. The other 10 are going to walk away sad, just like they were in real estate. And the dealership is going to smile and laugh all the way to the bank. When the opposite happens, when you have 20 cars on the lot,
Yeah.
And 10 couples, everybody's going to get the car they want. They're going to get an affordable price. The dealer's going to have to incentivize you even to stay, and you leave with an automobile at an affordable price. That's the exact same thing that's happening right now in the real estate market. But it's our job. You as a licensed real estate agent, me as a licensed loan originator, both of us as investors, to beat our drum from the mountaintop and say, hey, now is the time. That's why Marlo and I have been so aggressive to get at least one more house purchased in Tennessee. Right now, there's three or four homes that are really nice craftsmen within a 10-minute driving distance to our house in the Broadmoor that I'm thinking, man, maybe I get one more craftsman here, because like you said, if I can give it a 375, we were selling that all day long doing the financing in the beginning of 2021 when things are on fire for 475.
Yeah.
And Colorado may have a net migration exiting the state right now, primarily Denver, but not Colorado Springs. And to still get something that affordable based on just a wave of reaction with the interest rates and inflation, to me, is something we can't pass up, because I still believe that Colorado over the next 10 years is going to appreciate as much or more than any other states just because of the demand, especially with the cybersecurity, with the Space Force now and all of that stuff we both
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. 750,000 people in the county now, 1.2 million by 2050, and the only people who are going to be in trouble are the ones who are buying far, far out east in Meridian Ranch and Banning Lewis.
Yeah.
And if you buy established neighborhoods and you don't buy near new builds and your taxes are affordable, like the properties you own, Jay, and I own, you'll do well. But
talk
like
about
you said,
that.
When I came in, you said something about math is easy, but doing it isn't,
as
the
easy
part. And so it's just, it's like a lot of my friends. They would never go buy a rental property, but they have the nicest houses and the nicest cars because it's like instant gratification. And doing what you and I do isn't instant. It's waiting 15, 20 years, holding a rental property.
It's delayed.
And then having a life-changing deal where you have a property free and clear that's worth $500,000. Rather than the other people are going, well, I want to flip homes and make like 25 grand right now. And so, but on the flip side, it's great those people are out there because it provides opportunities for people like you and I, because 90% of the world is, well, I'm not going to wait 10 and 15 years and just hold it. And what, like I have to wait that long to really see the fruit of, yeah,
absolutely.
But great. Good. I'm glad there's the 90% are out there like that, because you and I wouldn't have the opportunities to buy rental properties because everyone would be looking.
I know. For a while there, the institutional investors were tough competition for us, and all of a sudden, that's gone squeaky quiet.
100%.
Which is just awesome. And explain this, because we're not only taking advantage of the real estate market because of the affordability, the high interest rates and the high inflation is actually a positive for buyers if individuals are willing to look, but also multiple times this year, you've had a lot of success, Justin. I'm just so thankful to ride your coattails on buying a house and having the ability for people to see the potential to shift it into a duplex,
yeah,
or a two-unit. Kind of share a couple minutes with how that works and people, we can take advantage of this.
Yeah, that's the only deal that makes sense right now. And what you do is you go in, you buy at 350 or below, you buy something that's 2,000 square feet, 5-bed, 2-bath, or 4-bed, 2-bath. You got 2-1 up, 2-1 down. You rent the upstairs for, let's say, $1,900. You rent the basement for $1,200. That is
31.
Yeah, let's call it a rancher. Has to be a rancher.
With a basement.
Backs to an alley, and you walk through the back door and you go straight in the basement. There's a ton of those over there off of La Luray, off of Constitution. The next Patty Jewett, no doubt, will be by Wasson High School and Palmer Park.
Yep.
You're not going and finding deals in Patty Jewett. You need to find the next Patty Jewett. So you buy that house like we did for Carl Schler.
Yep.
Did a 1031 exchange for him, and you split it into a duplex. You put a hot plate in the basement. You make a little kitchenette. And now that mortgage payment's what? $2,500, right,
$2,500.
And
we
so
did
what
it three
is,
times
what is
this
the But what does the normal investor say at $2,500, Jay? They go, well, my mortgage is $2,500, and I can only rent the house for $2,200. How does that make any sense for me? I'm losing money. But when you say we're going to split it into a duplex, and yes, your mortgage payment's $2,500, but you're not going to rent it for $2,300. You're splitting a duplex. You're going to rent it for $3,100. You have $600 positive cash flow now. And they
immediately.
Go, yeah, and they go, oh, well, that works. And then all the other agents, are going, well, you can't buy this because the numbers don't work. And we're going and going, we can buy it, and we're going to get all your closing costs paid for. We're going to buy down the rate, and you're going to cash flow $500-$600 a month.
And if you want, you can get, like, we've got a military individual in there, and they can live in half of it and then cut in half their mortgage or housing payment. And now they're actually making money on their BAH, their basic allowance for housing, which in itself becomes like a $1,200 a month cash flow.
Yeah, I mean, you guys helped my buddy Wayne, and he lives in the basement. He rents the upstairs for $2,000, and his mortgage payment's about $1,950, and he just lives for free.
Yeah, if you're listening right now with the ability, especially if you're a radio listener that is like scratching your head, what is your adult daughter or son going to do at 26 years old? They can't afford blah, 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 blah. You want to help them. This is how you can help them. And every single time, Justin, you bring something new into the conversation. And I told individuals that when rates settle down, which they will, and it's not going to be until the fourth quarter of 2024 or the first quarter of 2025. Once they do relax and come down with something with a 5 or a 6 on it, once gas comes from $3.80 with a new administration after 2024 to something with a 2 on it, I believe, I'm saying it right now for the record, prices are going to skyrocket, and this opportunity is then gone for another 5 to 9 years of just straight appreciation.
Yeah, the correction started last year, and we'll probably have 2 more years left of it, and your timing's probably pretty right with the Fed forecasting 2025 now. And so you go in and you hit sellers hard who are desperate, and you get a hell of a buy, and you refinance in, 3 years from now.
Awesome. That's fantastic. Well, thanks for coming in, my friend. Don't you go anywhere at all. I'm going to share with you in the fourth segment how you can go ahead and correlate the increase of interest rates with the affordability of housing. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
Check it out. Going to work on Monday. Check it out. Got yourself a family. Check it out. All utility and bills have been paid. Can't tell you, best buddy, that you love him. So check it out.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin's.
We want to pop you up.
Thank you so much for spending the last 10 minutes with me today. If it's right here this morning on Saturday morning, or whether you're getting the last half on Sunday, or whether you're on a podcast, I'm finishing the conversation about taking advantage of the real estate market in 2023. Yes, this applies in the Pikes Peak region. This applies where our highest median value was $497,000 last summer. This year, we've peaked at $480,000 as a median. And last winter, it was as low as $440,000. I believe coming in to this fall and winter, we're going to be right back at that area. So this is a time that you can take advantage of the market. Also, I just recently did a conversation in a radio show about interstate migration and affordability, where people are moving and investing. And so many of our neighboring states, Missouri, Oklahoma, Kansas, stretching down to Arkansas, stretching down to northeast portion of Texas, and all the way into Tennessee, into Kentucky, into Missouri, into Carolinas. This is where some of the most affordable housing in the nation are right now. In fact, if you look at taking advantage of the real estate market, do you know that you can buy a house in Springfield, Missouri for less than $275,000. You can buy a cabin in portions of Oklahoma, portions of Kentucky, portions of Missouri, and portions of Arkansas for less than $300,000. That's the most affordable that any of these residential homes or vacation homes have been in over 6 years now, since 2017 and 2018. Some of the most affordable places to live right now are Tulsa, Oklahoma, Springfield, Missouri, Chattanooga, Tennessee, an hour or so from Nashville, and an hour or so from Knoxville, which is also, you got Winston-Salem, North Carolina, you got Fayetteville, Arkansas, you have South Bend, Indiana, Greenville, South Carolina, Spartanburg, South Carolina. Like I stated, Knoxville, Tennessee, where I own a cabin in the Smoky Mountains. Quad City, Iowa. I know it's laughable to say, but I love Iowa. Green Bay, Wisconsin, in the top 10, the eighth most affordable. Then you've got some areas in Texas like Beaumont, Beaumont, Texas, Fort Wayne, back into Indiana. Huntsville, Alabama, we've known that one with the Space Force Challenge. And then Huntington, there's the first one in West Virginia. And then, of course, the number one affordable is Hickory, North Carolina. All of these areas, you can buy a house for $250,000 or less. I just helped single mom purchase a standalone home downtown off of Yampa for $225,000. Now, it's only a two-bedroom, one-bath, less than 1,000 square feet, but it is hers. She's got no HOA. She owns all four walls, has the ability to call it her own. She doesn't have to rent to make her landlord rich. She is taking advantage of the real estate market in 2023. Now, I was going to tell you that in 2012 through 2013, there was an increase in interest rates, which was preceded by an increase in the Fed fund rate and an increase in the 10-year treasury. All of these are indicators in the market that I will help you with. I would love to walk you through the purchase process. 30 minutes, no money or an investment needed. You can call me at 719-330-1457. Again, from 2017 to 2018, we had a very clear increase in interest rates, in the Fed fund rate, and also the treasury rates. And then lastly, from 2020 through COVID all the way through today, we've had an exceptionally large increase from basically 3% to 7.5% in the interest rates. And that also correlated from 0.5% treasury rate all the way to 4.5% treasury rate, and a Fed funds rate that went from 0.5% all the way up to a range of 5.5%. The reason I tell you this is in all three cases, 2012 to 13, 2017 to 18, and 2020, 21 to 23 today, every single time it has led to more affordable housing. If you look at the graph, as soon as interest rates go down, black and white, statistically accurate chart, house prices go up. You're just buying more house for less money right now, and you can get educated till the cows come home. It's very, very simple math. Changing your behavior, being less fearful and more opportunistic during this time is not as easy as the math. And that's where I want to help you. You call me at 719-330-1457 and I can help you. Probably the best thing is if you're a homeowner, I would encourage you to attend my investment property class coming up the 17th of October. I'm maybe going to do one more in the entire year, possibly in November. I don't think I'm going to do anything in December. We'll see, but definitely October 17th, Tuesday, 6:30 p.m. Call me at 719-330-1457. Because the bottom line up front for this entire conversation today, taking advantage of a real estate market in 2023, is if you plan to move or make a purchase or consider an upsize or a downsize move because you're retiring or you're having children and your household space that you need is growing, and if that's in your mind to take place over the next 18 months, I would implore you to act now while prices are affordable, while they're flat and even off as much as $50,000 to $100,000 if you have the right agent and the right lender. So that's my message for today. When rates get lower and inflation settles down, house demand is going to go through the roof again. So as I state at the end of every show, go grow and prosper. Tell somebody close to you that you love them. That's all that matters in the end. And if you've not found your passion, your calling, your purpose in life, pray to God right now that he would provide that to you. The radio listener, someone that I would serve. 719-330-1457. Make sure that you are on the invitation list for my upcoming investment property class. And thank you to all of you, all 100 of you that came to the movie event, to the Sound of Freedom. It was an amazing success. All the glory to God. Have a great week. You've been listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
Ever wonder what to do with your life? Should you live your days in stride? Or should there be a happier way? Always smiling with good times to stay.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio. All right.